Good morning. I'm Peter Milios from the Finance News Network. Immutep announces constructive feedback has been received from the PAL-L Institute, or PEI, a German regulatory authority and part of the Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use, regarding the planned TACTI-004 Phase 3 trial of EFTI for first-line treatment of metastatic non-small cell lung cancer. The PEI acknowledged a good safety profile of EFTI in combination with anti-PD-1 therapy. Shares are trading 1.41% lower at 35 cents. Metallicity announced that it has executed formal agreements with Next Metals Explorations regarding the Kuk-E-Nai and Yunda-Mindra joint venture and the settlement of all disputes between the parties. Commenting on the signing of the formal agreements, MCT Managing Director Justin Barton said, "Both parties remain focused on finalising the remaining conditions of the agreement to allow both parties to move forward and focus on their business activities into 2024. Shares are trading 33.33% higher at 0.2 cents. GWR Group announced it has entered into a legally binding agreement for the sale of its remaining interest into the Wiluna West Iron Ore Project to Gold Valley West Wiluna Proprietary Limited. GWR's chairman Gary Lyon said, "The decision to divest the company's iron ore assets was difficult to make. However, after much deliberation, the board decided it was in the best interest of GWR shareholders to relinquish control of the Wiluna West iron ore assets." Shares are trading 18.07% higher at 9.8 cents. This is the last Stocks of the Hour segment of the year to the 8th of January. Have a happy and safe Merry Christmas and a good New Year. Thank you.